Today, Shir is the Masechta Bava Basra on Daf Nun Tes. We will begin right at the top of the Yomed with the word Tanun. Before we begin with the question that the Gemara is going to ask, let us quickly review the beginning of yesterday's mission on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis and the three pshatim that the Gemara gave to understand the opening phrase of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had stated, Hamar zev ein loy chazaka, v'yesh lo makayim loy chazaka. And then it stated, Hamaschila yesh lo chazaka. We explained in yesterday's shir from the Rashbam that the maschila, the second pipe that is mentioned in the Mishnah, was a gutter pipe that went along the entire surface, the edge of the roof, and to that was attached a marzev, the drain spout, which was a portable drain spout, as the Rashbam explains, that could be put at either end of the gutter. So as far as the marzov is concerned, the small drain spout, the Mishnah stated that ein lo chazaka, that even if he was using it for 3 years, since it's not kavua, it's not a permanent fixture, therefore, even if he was there for 3 years, he has not demonstrated a chazaka that he would be able to use his friend's field with the water from his marzev going into his friend's field. But v'yesh l'makayim chazaka, the maschila is yesh lo chazaka, the maschila which is kavua, which is permanent. So there, if the Baal Hasada did not protest for 3 years, that means that he must have given a present or he accepted a monetary payment to allow his neighbor to use the maschila so that the water could flow into his friend's field. And what the problem that the Gemara had was with the opening phrase, which seems to contradict each other. Hamarzev ein loy chazaka. First you tell me it has no chazaka, and then you tell me v'yesh lo makayim chazaka. What does that exactly mean? And on this, the Gemara stated three pshatim. The first was Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, that what the Mishnah is trying to say is that hamarzev ein loy chazaka miruach achas, v'yesh lo makayim chazaka, mishtei ruchos. That by being there 3 years, he is not able, the Baal HaMarzev, to tell the Baal HaSada that I must have it either in the north part of the Maschila or the south part of the Maschila. I can't decide where I want it. But I can decide that I want it somewhere. By you not protesting for 3 years, you've given me definitely the right to have a marzev attached to the maschila. You allowed me the marzev to have the water go into your field. I don't have a chazaka at which end, because that doesn't make a difference to me which end, and on that, you didn't protest because you knew that it makes no difference to me, and therefore you didn't protest. And therefore, in fact, there is no chazaka, and you do have a right, the Baal HaSada, to move it to whichever end you want. You do not have a right to remove it entirely. That was the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The pshat of Rabbi Chanina was, Hamar zev ein loy chazaka, shem hoya orech makatsrei. If it was long, the Baal HaSada has a right to make it shorter. However, v'yesh l'makayim chazaka, shem bo lo oikrei, eina oikrei. There is a chazaka to the Baal HaMarzev that the Baal HaSada cannot remove it entirely. The Rashbam learned that he argues on Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and that in fact there's a chazaka where it's located. The only thing that the Baal HaMarzev doesn't have a chazaka on is the length of it. The Baal HaSada can shorten it. However, he cannot move it at all. The third pshat was Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Hamar zev ein lechazaka shem roitz el livnois tachtov boinei. There is no chazaka to the Baal HaMarzev to stop the Baal HaSada from building underneath the Marzev or using that airspace from the ground up to the Marzev for any purpose that the Baal Hasada wanted to use it for. But the Vyesh Lamakaim Chazaka, the Baal Hamarzev does have a Chazaka, Shem Bolo Oikre, Eino Oikre, that if the Baal Hasada wants to build something, a structure, which will necessitate the removal of the Marzev, on that much, the Baal Hamarzev does have a Chazaka that the Baal Hasada has allowed him, by not protesting for 3 years, to have the Marzev sticking out into his neighbor's yard, the water flowing there. The only thing he does not have a chazaka on is he cannot stop the Baal Hasada from building underneath. Now, as the first Rashi on this Amud points out, let's learn it together. Divri Amaskal Tanan, Ubemai Diktani Hamarzev Ein Lechazaka, Komar Aval Hamaskil Yesh Lechazaka. Whatever pshat we just learned in the Mishnah, based on these three terutzim of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel and Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'aba, so we were saying that the Marzav has limitations. It has chazaka in certain instances, but then in other instances, like there'll be other actions, ain't le chazaka. Whatever I said a Marzav was ain't le chazaka, on that I'm saying that Hamaschila has a chazaka, even in that which the Marzav did not have a chazaka. So now, let us begin the Gemara, based on this introduction. It's none. We have learned in our Mishnah, on Dafnet Ches Amid Beis, HaMaschila Yesh Lo Chazaka. The Maschila has a Chazaka in the very same item where the Marzev did not have a Chazaka. So Bishlam Lamandi Amar Hanach Tarti Shaper. It is good according to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Or according to Rabbi Chanina, the Mishnah makes perfect sense. Let us take Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. There's no Chazaka for the Marzev that it has to be specifically on one end, it's movable, and therefore the Baal HaMarzev cannot stop the Baal HaSada from moving the Marzev from one end of the Maschila, of the gutter, to the other. So on that, we say HaMaschila Yesh L'Chazaka. Since the Maschila is a larger pipe, it's affixed to the entire edge of the roof, it's not movable, therefore the Baal HaMaschila would have a Chazaka. If the Baal HaSada did not protest for 3 years, then we would not budge the Maschila at all, and the owner of the Maschila would have a Chazaka. If we go with Rav Chanina's pshat, it's the same thing, says the Rashbam. His pshat was that a Marzev ain't lechazaka, that the Baal HaSada can be mekatzer the Marzev. In the case of a permanent structure like a maschila, this large gutter pipe, there, yesh lo chazaka. If you didn't protest for 3 years, then you allowed me to have my maschila as it is without shortening it. So those two pshatim work out beautifully. But let's continue the Gemara. Bishlam, lamandi omer hanach tarti shaper. It's good. Ella, lamandi omer shimratza livnais taktav baina. But according to the third pshat that we said on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, that of Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, where Hamarzev Ein L'Chazaka means Shimroitz Elivnei Stachtav Boina, that if the Baal Sodev wants to build under the Marzev, as long as he's not interfering with the Marzev, he could build, and the Baal Marzev does not have a Chazaka to stop the Baal Sodev. So now we're saying, in that very same case, that Hamaschila Yesh L'Chazaka, that the Baal HaMaschila can stop the Baal HaSada from building under the Maschila. My nafkale mina. What difference is there to the Baal HaMaschila if the Baal HaSada will build underneath? Why by the Marzev do you say that the owner of the Sada could build underneath the Marzev? And by the Maschila you say the owner of the Sada cannot build under the Maschila, and the owner of the Maschila has a Chazak in that case. As the Rashbam explains, my nafkale mina lebal maschila bunny baal chotzer tusa, if he's going to build underneath, holy mafsid midi. He's not causing any damage to the owner of the maschila. Ubal chotzer loy shibud loy chatzeru lemaschilosa ledover shena mazikloy. Yes, you could say that for 3 years you have a chazaka to leave it there, to leave the maschila there. I can't force you to take it away. But for you to stop me from building underneath it, yes, if I were to build it all the way up, and it would interfere with the maschila, and you'd have to remove the maschila, on that you have a chazaka. But to tell me you have a chazaka that I can't even build underneath the maschila, why should that be? What proof do you have from being there 3 years that I gave you permission to have the maschila up to the point where even though it's not causing you any damage, you're going to prevent me from building underneath it? The Gemara answers, it is possible to have a maschila where building underneath the maschila will cause damage to the maschila. Here we're speaking about a maschila that's made out of, that was constructed, as the Rashbam says, out of avonim, out of stone. The Amar Lei, the owner of the maschila, can say to the Bala Sada, Leinichali, I don't want you to build not only to take away the maschila, I don't even want you to build under the maschila. Why? Because if you build under the maschila with all the equipment that you're going to bring in and all the vibrations that are going to be caused by your use of your equipment, the tisra ashisa, you are going to cause damage to the walls of my stone gutter. And therefore, in fact, when you didn't protest for 3 years, not only were you allowing me the future use of the maschila without interruption, but you also were abdicating your ability to build underneath it because your building would cause damage. So the Rashbam explains, so what about by the case of Marzev? The Rashbam says, two terutzim. Even if a marzev is made out of a binyan of stones, but since it's a small thing, it's loy chashiv, it's not significant, so therefore, by me keeping quiet for 3 years, you the Baal HaMarzev, did not understand that to mean that I'm not going to be able to build underneath it, because you're not makbid, even if something will happen to it, it's not an expensive thing, it's not a chashiv thing. So there, my keeping quiet for 3 years does not indicate that I've abdicated my right to build. Whereas by maschila, which will cause extensive damage, there, by keeping quiet for 3 years, I've indicated that, in fact, I will not build underneath it. The second teretz the Rashbam says is that stam marzav is made out of eitz, and stam maschila is made out of avonim. That's the chilek between marzav and maschila. Maschila is avonim, so you're building underneath the maschila will cause damage through the vibrations to the stone. Whereas wood, which a marzev is made out of, the vibrations don't cause any damage, and therefore I am allowed to build underneath it. Now, Tosfos in Devar Maschil Maschila asks the question, now that we've come to this chilek between stone and wood, why do we need in the Mishnah a chilek between the Reisha and the Seifa, between Marziv, which is made out of wood, and Maschila, which is made out of stone? Why don't we make the same chilek in Maschila itself? That if you have a Maschila out of stone, then there is a chazaka that the Balasota cannot build under the Maschila. Whereas if you have a Maschila out of wood, then there is no chazaka, and the Bala Sada would be able to build under. Why bring in a new case of Marzev? Make the Chilek in Maschila itself. To this, Taisa says, Ein Echanami, we could have done that. However, we wanted, the Tan of the Mishnah wanted to learn the case of Marzev because of the last part of the Reisha, where it says, Ula Mekoyim of Yesh L'Mekoyim Ay Chazaka, that the Mokam has a Chazaka. According to each of the three pshatim of Shmuel and Rab Chanina, Rab Yirmiyahu and Rab Abba, there's a chiddush that the makom has a chazaka. You can't move it from one end to the, you can't cause it to be neck or legamri. Each pshat that we learned on Nun Ches Amud Beis has a chiddush in the words of Yesh L'Mekoymoy Chazaka, and that's why we listed the case of Marziv. It's interesting to note that according to the Nemuki Yosef, the Run, the Rif, and the Rambam, all of these Rishonim, all three Terutzim that we had in yesterday's Sugya, and we continue today, in today's Shir, all are brought L'Alacha. The Rif, when he brings our Gemara, brings all three of the Terutzim. In other words, these Rishonim learned that there's no Machlokas between all of these Amaroyim, but rather Mara Mechada, Umar Mechada V'Leplegi. Each one was giving a different teretz on what the Mishnah means, but they were not arguing with each other. this would seem to be not like the Rashbam, because we learned the Rashbam in yesterday's shir that, in fact, Rav Chanina is arguing on Shmuel. Shmuel says that it could be moved, the Marza, from one end of the Maschila to the other by the Baal HaSada, and Rav Chanina was the opinion that it can't. It would seem from these Rishonim that there, in fact, there's no machloikis whatsoever, that even Rav Chanina agrees that it could be moved. What he means when he says shimbola oikre and oikre, he means that you cannot get rid of it entirely, but you could move it from one end to the other. According to these Rishonim, the Ran, the Rif, and the Mukayasim, and the Rambam, all of these three sheets are brought la'alacha because Lamaisa, there is no machloikis, but each one was saying a different teretz, a different pshat, in the words of the Mishnah. Before we proceed with the next sugya, I would like to discuss the various shitas in the Rishonim that is brought down in the Tur in Chosh Mishpat Simen Kuf Nun Gimel concerning Cheskas Tashmishin. We touched on it in yesterday's shir. I would like to elaborate in this shir. It will also be Nageya and the Mukhi Yosef that we will discuss in the following sugya. The Tur brings down four different shitas in the Inyan of Cheskas Tashmishim, where one person can have a right to the usage of another person's property. The Rabbeinu Tam, and so the Torah says, Adoni Ovi HaRosh, his father the Rosh, and so Toisvus on Daf Chof Gimel, the second Toisvus on the Amid Aleph, Divri Amaskel Voha Achziku Lehu, all of them, these Rishonim hold, that Cheskes Tashmishin has the same halacha as a chazaka in the Guf HaKarka. And just like Guf HaKarka requires 3 years to establish a chazaka, it has to be a chazaka sheyesh imoy taina. The machzik has to say that this was sold to him or it was given to him as a matana. So too with the chazaka of Tashmishin, of usage of property, not ownership of the property, so too, it's established a chazaka with 3 years, and it has to be a chazaka sheyesh imoy taina. To the other extreme, the Tur brings down the Goinim, who hold that there is a fundamental difference between cheskes tashmishin and a chazaka in the karka itself. By cheskes tashmishin, it is a chazaka right away. As soon as the person sees that the other person is using his property and he's not moicha, it becomes a chazaka right away, and it does not require a taina, because we say that the person who sees it and doesn't react, doesn't protest, it means he's moichel, and therefore it happens immediately, and it even is without a taina, even though the person who's using the property does not claim that it was bought or given to him that right in a matana. The Rashbam Shita on Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, and also earlier in the Masechta on Daf Vov, as brought down by the Tur, is that Cheskes Tashmishin requires Gimel Shanim and a taina. However, the Rashbam is mechalik between a dover gadol, like usage, as we had in our Gemara here, of a maschila or of a marzev, that is comparable to guf hakarka, where people write shtoris, and the reason that we learned earlier in the Masechta why 3 years was instituted is because people watch a shtar for 3 years, and up to 3 years you can ask him for the shtar. So by a dover gadol, a great usage of the other person's property, there it is required 3 years to establish a chazaka, and you need a taina. However, by a small usage, there usually shtoris are not written. Therefore, the reason of waiting 3 years does not apply to a dover katan, and therefore the chazaka will be la'alter right away, but a taina will be necessary, according to the Rashbam, even by a dover katan. He'll have to say that he bought it or he received it as a matana. And finally, the Tosfos that we mentioned before that holds a cheskes tashmishin as the same halacha as cheskes karka brings down a Ravam Shita, that the Ravam holds, that since you're not having usage of, you don't show ownership, or you're not claiming ownership of the Gufa Karka, rather you're just having Tashmish Hanoah from the usage of that property, so the halacha is that 3 years are still required, however, a taina is not necessary. These are the various shitas in the Rishonim. And now let us begin the next sugya. Until now, we have been looking at a water spillage from one property to another as a right of the person whose gutter it is, whose drain spout it is. Our Gemara now is discussing the right of the recipient, the person into whose sada the water is dripping. He can use this water for his animals, to feed his animals. What about his right? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, continues the Gemara. Rav Yehuda said in the name of the Shmuel, Tzinar, a pipe, Hamekaleach, that is pouring out mayim l'chatzer chaveri, to the chatzer of his friend. Ubo bala gag l'soismai, and the owner of the gag, who is the owner of the tzinor, he comes to seal up that pipe, and no longer will the water be going into his friend's field. And this has been going on for 3 years, which had given the owner of the pipe the right to have his water go into his friend's field. Now he wants to stop the Baal Hasada from receiving that water. So Shmuel says, Baal HaChatzer Ma'akev Alav, the Baal HaChatzer can prevent him from sealing up that pipe. The Amar Lei, the Baal Hasada can say to the Baal HaTzinor, Kehechi Da'at Kanisa LaChatzer Didi, just like you purchased my chotzer, lemishda beimaya, to place in it your water, lidi nami, to me also, kanuli maya digrach, I purchased the water of your roof, explains the Rashbam. Why do I need that water? Because I want to give it to my animals. And the Rashbam says that it was a quid pro quo. It was dummy lemeka chumemker. It was a deal. I will let you have the water come into my chotzer and away from pouring onto your wall. I was meshabed myself to give you that right, but on condition that I keep the water that I could use for my animals. Now you want to back out of this deal, says the Rashbam, I don't want to back out of the deal. That was the deal we made, quid pro quo. It's like a business arrangement. Then the Muki Yosef points out three important in Yonim, in this sugya. First of all, the Muki Yosef says, we cannot say but that by the mere fact that this has been going on for 3 years, that the Baal HaSada has a right to it, because that would be tantamount to a chazaka she'eni moitaina. We have to say, as the Rashbam explains, the Muki Yosef goes in the same mahalach, that he speaks out that this was the deal we made. It was a mekka chumemker deal. I'll let you deposit your water in my field, but I get the right to have your water to give to my animals. And since it's a chazaka, she'yeshu matana, it was 3 years with a taina, then the Muki Yosef and the Rashbam are going with the opinion that a cheskes tashmishin are, and this is a dover gadol, and therefore it will necessitate 3 years with a taina. So here you have the 3 years with a taina. The other Rishonim that we mentioned, the Ga'inim, hold that it happens right away, and you don't need a taina. But the Rashbam and the Muki Yosef say you need 3 years by Cheskes Tashmishim. There was 3 years here, and there was this taina, that it's a quid pro quo arrangement. Second point in the Muki Yosef makes is what happens if the owner of the sada sees the owner of the gag sealing off the pipe and he remains quiet. He immediately loses the right, because the Muki Yosef says that although it takes 3 years, lishitasoi, to establish a cheskes tashmishin, a right of usage of the other person's property, but to lose that right, if you see it happening, and you acquiesced, and you agreed by keeping quiet, by not protesting, you agreed to allow your friend to seal off his pipe,
then you lose your right immediately. And finally, the Namuki Yosef brings down the Ritva, who says in the name of his Rebbe, the Ra'ah, that Shmuel is only telling us that the Baal HaChatzer can be ma'akev, the Baal HaTziner, from sealing his pipe. But what happens if the Baal HaTziner, who's the owner of the roof, wants to destroy the roof? He wants to demolish that wall, that rooftop where the gutter is placed against the edge of the roof. Or he wants to build a second story. And thereby, there will no longer be a tzinor, there will no longer be a roof. That, of course, he has the right to do such a thing. And he's medayik it from the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, L'didin nami kanili maya de igrech. I purchased through the quid pro quo relationship arrangement, I received the water of your roof. But the Gemara does not say, kanili igrech lamaya. I don't have a kinyan in your roof for the water. If I had a kinyan in your roof for the water, then I could prevent you from demolishing your house or building up a second floor, which would destroy the roof and would destroy the tzinor. But I don't have a kinyan in your roof. I only have a kinyan in the water. So as long as there's a roof there, as long as there's a tzinor there, I have the water. Once there's no longer a tzinor there, I have no right to the water. So that the Baal HaTzinor is able to demolish or build a second story, and the Baal HaSoda cannot be ma'akev that. Itmor, concerning this statement of Shmuel that he could be ma'akev, the Baal HaSoda could be ma'akev, the Baal HaTziner from sealing, we find a controversy about this. And it was a controversy in a family of Talmidei Chachamim. Rab Oishia Omar, Rab Oishia said that ma'akev, he said like Shmuel, that the Baal HaSoda could be ma'akev, the Baal HaTziner, from sealing it. However, Rabbi Oishia's father, Rav Chama Omar, ain't a ma'akev. He disagreed with his son, and he said that the Baal HaSoda cannot be ma'akev, the Baal HaTziner. Because according to Rav Chama's understanding, the Baal HaTziner can say, yes, as long as the water was pouring into your soda, then I did not have a right to say that I want to give that water to somebody else. You were kona that water. You could give it to your animals. But I never was meshabed myself to give you forever a supply of water. If I decide one day to seal it off, I have a right and you can't be ma'akev me. Now, Tosis points out it's unusual for a Gemara to quote a son in front of a father. The son was a Talmud Chacham. The father was a Talmud Chacham. Why didn't the Gemara first quote Rav Chama the father? And Tosis answers, because this is in the second Taisus Divrei HaMaskil Vachutah Meshul Shamheri Yenatek. Taisus answers that Rav Oishia was a gadol yoser midai. He was an unusual gadol. It would seem from Taisus that he was even greater than his father. And Taisus brings at the end of the Taisus that Rav Oishia bedoyrei k'rameir bedoyrei shelo yachlu chaveru of lamoid al soif datoi. Just like the contemporaries of Rav Meir were unable to understand the depths of Rav Meir, so too the contemporaries of Rav Oishia were unable to understand the depths of Rav Oishia. So that's why he was quoted first. So we had a machloikis here between the son and the father, between Rav Oishia and Rav Chama. The Yaivitz is Gairus, in the next words, Ozlu Shailihu L'Rebbe Bisa. So the father and son went to the Zayda. There was another Talmud Chacham in the family. That was the father of Rav Chama, who was the Zayda of Rav Oishia, the grandfather of Rav Oishia, and his name was Rav Bisa. Amar Lahu, so he replied to his son and to his grandson, Ma'akev, I agree with my Einikel. I agree with Rav Oishia that the Baal HaSoda could be Ma'akev on the Baal HaTziner. Kari Ole, Rami Bar Chama. When Rami Bar Chama heard this, he said about these three Talmidei Chachamim, the Pasuk in Kehelas, V'achut HaMeshulish Lo'im Heri Yenatek. A three-plied cord of string is very difficult to break. If you have one piece of string, it's easy to break. But once you have twirled it around and made from three pieces of string a three-plied cord, then it's difficult to break. And who does this refer to? Zer Rab Oishia, Benoisha Rab Chama. This refers to Rab Oishia, the son of Rab Chama, Benoisha Rab Bisa, who Rab Chama was the son of Rab Bisa. As Tosus explains,
rather, as the Rashbam explains, from the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Pei Hei, that the Pasuk says, Lo yamushu mipi zaracha, umipi zera zaracha. The Gemara says, Midor shlishi ve'eilech tayra machzeres alachsan yishalah. Here we see these three great Talmidei Chachamim. So each one was a great Talmud Chacham. The Torah would continue forever in their family. Now, why specifically did Rami Bar Chama apply this pasuk to this family of three Talmidei Chachamim? There were many other Talmidei Chachamim who had three generations of Talmidei Chachamim, and this is a question that Tosfos at the beginning of Divrei HaMaskil V'Achut HaMeshulash poses the same question. And from the Rashbam it would seem that he's answering in Divrei HaMaskil Zera Ba'yishyeh She'omar Kiziknoi. He's applied V'Achut HaMeshulash because here was a case where the Einikel said like the Zayda. The grandson said like the grandfather. The third generation said like the first generation. However, Tosfos answers that the uniqueness of these three and why this pasuk was specifically applied to these three is that they were contemporaries of each other. As we see, the father and the son went to the grandfather to ask him the shaila. So this was an unusual thing that you should have a grandfather, a father and a son still living at the same time, and each one of them already a tremendous Talmud Chacham, where the grandson, in fact, as Tosfos says, was La Yuchlu Chaverev Lamed Al Soif Datoi. So to this prestigious family applied the Pasuk, the contemporary Gedolim who all lived at the same time, V'Achut HaMeshulash Loi B'Meheri Yonate. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Sulam Amitzri Ein Lechazaka. We learned in our Mishnah that a small portable ladder, which was used in Mitzrayim, if a person, the way the Rashbam learned it on Daf Nun Chesam Adbeis, explaining the Mishnah, if Reuven put the small ladder in Shimon's field, and Shimon didn't protest for 3 years, it's not a chazaka. Shimon, after the 3 years, can tell Reuven to remove it, because since it's a portable thing, people are not makbid, there's no raya from the fact that Shimon did not protest for 3 years. However, the Tur and Chai Shemesh but Simon Kufnun Gimel, and also this is the sheet of the Yad Ramah, they disagree with the Rashbam, and they say that if the ladder is in Shimon's field, and what's the purpose, as the Rashbam explained, in order for Reuven to go up on this small ladder and reach either his rooftop or a pigeon coop, that would necessitate that Reuven would have to enter constantly into the field of Shimon. This is something that definitely Shimon would bother, and it would evoke a protest from Shimon. And if it did not evoke a protest from Shimon, then l'chayra there should be a raya that he gave it to Reuven either through a sale or through a matana, and therefore it should be a raya. So these Rishonim learn differently than the Rashbam. They learn that, of course, the Sulam HaMitzri is in Reuven's field, but it's leaning on Shimon's wall. So there already, if it's a small ladder leaning on my wall, there a person's not makbid, and therefore Sulam HaMitzri ain't lechazaka. Ask the Gemara, at what point is a ladder considered Sulam HaMitzri a small portable ladder? When does it become a bigger ladder? Hey, Chidami Sulam HaMitzri, Amri Debei Rabbi Anai, Kol She'en Le'arbo Chavakim. If it doesn't have four rungs, it has three rungs or less, then it's considered to be a Sulam HaMitzri, and that's when we say Ein Lechazaka. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Chalon HaMitzris. If somebody has a Egyptian window which was made so that I could look out and see my garden and see my vineyard, Ein lo chazaka. So even if I had that window made for 3 years, I have no chazaka. So the Gemara wants to know, Maishna gabi sulam deloy mefarish, Maishna gabi chalon de mefarish. Because the Mishnah goes on to say what is considered a chalon hamitzris, and the Mishnah answers, if a person is unable to put his head into that window, it's such a small window. Now, the sulam hamitzri,
the Mishnah didn't explain. It was the Gemara that had to explain above, Kol She'en L'Arba Chavakim. So the Gemara now wants to know, why was it that, as far as Sulam HaMitzri is concerned, there the Mishnah did not find it necessary to explain how small a Sulam HaMitzri is. And yet by Chalon HaMitzri, there we had to explain how small it was. The Gemara answers, Mishum de Kaboy ifluge Rabbi Yehuda b'seifa. Because since in the Seifa of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, Im yesh lo malbin, afal pishein roshi shalotam yachli konasutai harevzu chazaka. Rabbi Yehuda says, if there is a frame around a small window, even though it's such a small window that a person's head cannot fit through that window, that is a chazaka, because a framed window is already a permanent structure, and there I should have protested. If I didn't, then it is a raya that there was an arrangement made, and the other person who made the window can say that I purchased it from you, or you gave it to me with a matana, and I'm here 3 years, I have a raya. So the Tanakhama disagrees with this. Tanakhama holds, it doesn't matter whether it's framed or not, if it's such a small window, then there is no chazaka. Rabbi Yehuda says it's only if it's not framed where there's no chazaka. But if it's framed, even a small window has a chazaka. So since Rabbi Yehuda is referring to the Chalon HaMitzri, so therefore, he didn't specify clearly they were speaking about the Chalon HaMitzri. So that's why the Tana of our Mishnah found it necessary to first explain clearly what a Chalon HaMitzri is. And if it's a person's head cannot go through it, it's so small, that's considered a Chalon HaMitzri. And then we can have Rabbi Yehuda coming and argue and saying that even if it's so small as you spoke about Tana Kama, even if it's such a Chalon HaMitzri, but if it's framed, there would be a chazaka. That's why it was necessary to explain Chalon HaMitzri, whereas Sulam HaMitzri, there was no necessity to explain it, and the Tana did not explain it. It was only the Gemara that explained it. And the Gemara continues to explain what the Mishnah stated, that Chalon Mitzris is Ein Lo Chazaka, and a Chalon Suri is Yesh Lo Chazaka, with the following statement of Rab Zeira. Amar Rab Zeira, Lamato Midalad Amois, Yesh Lo Chazaka. If the window was built under 4 Amos, approximately 8 feet from the floor of the house, overlooking the Chatzar, then there is a Chazaka. V'yocha limchois, and he is able to be mocha. We will explain this soon according to the Rashbam's explanation. L'maylo mi'arba amas, if the window was built above 4 amas, ein loy chazaka, then there is no chazaka. V'eino yocha limchois, and he cannot protest. There is a fundamental machloikis here in the Gemara between the Rashbam versus the Rabbeinu Tam and other Rishonim. We will first learn the Gemara according to the Rashbam, and then we will see how the Rabbeinu Tam will learn it. So the Rashbam explains Rav Zeira's statement as follows. If it is Lamata Midalat Amis, says the Rashbam, we are speaking about here Chalon Suri. The Mishnah had stated that by Chalon Suri, it's a large window, and there is a Chazaka, says Rav Zeira, that by Chalon Suri, it's a Chazaka only if it's Lamata Midalat Amis, as the Rashbam explains, because now we have two chasronis. Number one, it's a very large window, and it's very close to the ground level. Says the Rashbam, v'yecholin listakl mimenu b'chotzer. And the person in the house could look through the window into the other person's chotzer. And if he did this, and for 3 years, the Baal HaSada was not mocha, yesh lo chazaka, then the Baal of the window has a chazaka, because if the other person didn't protest, that is a raya that he acquiesced and he gave him permission to put his window there. He did it with rishus, and therefore, if we say there's a chazaka, the Baal HaChalon can stop his neighbor if his neighbor wants to construct a wall in front of the window and block the light coming into the window. He could say, I have a chazaka that I have a window here, and you have to be knowing, like we learned before in Daf Chav Beis, that you have to be marchik dalid amos away from my window. So that's the pshat in the first statement of lamat midalad amos,
that by Chalon Tsuri, that's when Yesh LeChazaka. And we see Lachar from the Lashon of the Rashbam that we're speaking about, that it's a Chazaka even concerning Hezek Riyah. Because the Rashbam says, Yecholin L'Stakol Mimenu B'Chotzer. So from the Rashbam, and so is the sheet of the Ritva, they hold that it is possible to have a Chazaka on Hezek Riyah. That if for 3 years you didn't protest my window overlooking your chotzer, where I can peek through the window and see what's doing by you in the chotzer, there is a chazaka, and you cannot say after 3 years that you want to stop me from being able to look through the window by erecting a wall there. However, the Nemuki Yosef says, a klal, that concerning Hezek Riyah, ein chazaka l'Hezek Riyah. Our Gemara here is speaking about that there was no opportunity through the window to see what's going on in the neighbor's chutzer. It's not a question here of Hezek Riyah. So then it's possible to establish a chazaka. But were the shal of our Gemara to be concerning Hezek Riyah, we have a klal, ein chazaka l'Hezek Riyah. And so holds the Ramban in the name of the Rif, that this is comparable to what we learned before in Daf Chav Gimel, that kutra, smoke, or beis akisei, as the Ramban explains, where there is tsar to the guf of the neighbor, even if he kept quiet for 3 years, he can say it was a mechila betos. Yes, I was Michael. I thought I could stand it, and for 3 years I did stand it, but now, after 3 years, I can't stand it anymore. And there is no chazaka concerning Hezek Riyah. So we have a basic machloikas rishonim here, whether there is chazaka of 3 years concerning Hezek Riyah or not. So, continuing with the pshat of the Rashbam and the Gemara. So, lamata midalat amis by a chalon suri, where it has two chesronas, it's large, and it's near to the ground. So then, it is possible to establish a chazak, according to the Rashbam, even concerning Hezek Riyah. And then comes the next statement, v'yochol limchois. And now, the Baal Hasada, if he sees that the Baal Habayis is about to make a window in his wall, which will enable him to look into the chotzer of the Baal HaChotzer, he can protest. And these two halachas go hand in hand. Since there's a chazaka, because this is something that should have evoked protest, and you kept quiet for 3 years, therefore it's a raya that you gave me permission to build this window. And therefore, in fact, since it's something that would normally bother a person by having his neighbor look into his chotzer, therefore, v'yachol limchois. That's why the Baal HaSada can protest, the Baal HaChotzer can say, don't build that window. However, l'mayla mi'arba amos, continues Rav Zeira, then ein loy chazaka. This is something, if it's around 8 feet from the floor level, so normally a person will not be able to look from that window into the chotzer of his friend. Therefore, it didn't bother his friend. That's why he didn't protest. Memela, there's no proof that he gave permission to the Baal Habayis to build the window. Therefore, even after 3 years, ein lechazaka. And since it's something, ein lechazaka, the way the Rashbam explains it, means that the Baal HaChotzer will be able to build a wall in front of the window of the Baal Habayis. But since it's something that normally does not evoke protest, therefore we understand the next halach as well, that ve'eino yochel limchois, that if I see that the owner of the house is about to build a window above the Dalet Amis, this is something that I shouldn't protest on, because I'm not allowed to protest, because it's not affecting me in a negative manner. Says the Rashbam that this whole Gemara is only by Chalon Suri. However, by Chalon HaMitzri, then it doesn't make a difference whether it's Lamayla Midalat Amis or whether it's Lamata Midalat Amis. Even Lamata Midalat Amis, Ein Loi Chazaka, as the Mishnah stated by Chalon Mitzri, Ein Loi Chazaka means in all cases, Bein Lamayla, Bein Lamata, and hand in hand, Gam ein yochel hashochen limchois, the Baal HaChotzer cannot be mocha, because whenever there's no chazaka, it's an item where it doesn't evoke protest, because it's not bothering me. It's only a small window, even if it's on ground level, and therefore I can't protest if you want to build that window. However, Rabbi lo yomar afilu lemailo, may arba amis, even above arba amis, the Rashbam's pshat by a chalon suri, Ein lo chazaka. I agree that there's no chazaka. However, v'yochel limchoyis, if the Baal HaSodah sees the Baal HaBayis about to put in a window l'mayla mi'arba'amis, he could protest this. Lema says the Gemara, b'kaifin, amid his time kamifkli, maybe this machloik is here between Zera and Rabbi Eloi is concerning the concept whether Bezdin can force someone not to act like stone. And that refers to Zen Nehenna Vizele Chaser. If this is Lamaila Miarba Amis, so I'm going to get benefited from it, that I will have an opening in my wall, and it's not going to affect you in any negative way, because I'm not going to be able to see through that window into your Chaser, so why should you protest? So therefore, we will say, Demar Rav Zera, that holds that you can't be moicha, the Baal HaSodah cannot be moicha, sover kaifen. He holds a bezin can force a Jew not to act like stone. Where they, in stone, by Zen Amazele Chasser, they would protest. So you can't act like stone, and therefore you cannot protest. Umar and Rabbi Eloi, sover ain't kaifen. The bezin doesn't force a person not to act like stone. Therefore, if you want, you could act like stone, and that's why Rabbi Eloi holds v'yachol limchais. Maybe that's the machleika, says the Gemara Loi. The kuli am a kaifen. Even Rabbi Eloi holds that if it was a real case of zen and of zloi chaser avada bezin's kaifen, that a Jew should not act like a stone might, and you would not protest. But here there is a hezek. V'shani hachi the Omar Lay, the Baal HaChotzer, can say to the Baal HaBayis who wants to build a window, Zimnin, the Moisvish, Sharshafa, Tusach, sometimes you might put a bench underneath yourself, the Kaimas, and you will support yourself and get up on the bench, and then the Kochazes. Then you will be able to see through the window, even though that window is the Milo May Arba Amas. So therefore, there is a Chsorin to me. So no, it still does not cause a chazaka if you did it for 3 years, because normally we could say it doesn't bother me. But if it does bother me because I'm worried about you stepping up on that bench, I have a right to protest. That's not called midastoyim. And the Rashbam speaks out in the second wide line, Rab Zeira lechayish lahachi, de lechatzifi inishkali haylem evet hachi. Rab Zeira, who says that you're not allowed to protest, he holds it still remains midastoyim, because a normal person is not mechutzav enough to put a bench and stand up on it and look into his friend's chatzer. Therefore, you really should not have to worry about this. And therefore, if you do, it's midastoyim. It's still considered zenan of his lechaser, and therefore you should not be mocha on this. This is the pshat of the Rashbam in our sugya. However, Tosfos, third Tosfos on the Amud Divrei HaMashal Lamata Midalad, brings the Rabbeinu Tam, who says that our Gemara is not speaking like the Rashbam says by Chalon Tzuri, but rather it's speaking about Chalon Mitzris, that which our Mishnah said. Now, by Chalon Mitzris, there is no Chazaka. That's only if the Chalon Mitzris is Lamaila Midalad Amas. But if the Chalon Mitzris is Lamata Midalad Amas, the Rav Zera says that since it's an opening where I can see through into your chatzer, that even if it's a small opening, there will be a chazaka. It is something that a person would be makbid on. However, says the Rabbeinu Tam, that if we're speaking about a large window, a chalon tsuri, then it doesn't matter whether it's lamala or lamata, it'll always be yesh lo chazaka. So according to the Rashbam, what stays constant is the chalon mitzri, that it's always ein lo chazaka. And according to the Rabbeinu Tam, what stays constant is the chalon tsuri of our Mishnah, where there will always be a chazaka, bein lamaila ubein lamata. And just like the pshat of Rabbeinu Tam, the Rosh holds like that, he brings down this b'shem Rabbeinu Yosef and Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Nemuki Yosef brings a very interesting thing, that the Rabbeinu Tam was made, that b'soif yamav, the Rashbam, his brother, was chozer from the pshat that he said here in the sugya, and he was moted to the pirusher of the Rabbeinu Tam, that our Gemara is speaking about a chalon mitzris and not a chalon tsuri. Says the Gemara story, Hahudos l'kameh Ravami, a person came in front of Ravami, the Rashbam in our sugi is learning that speaking about a chalon tsuri, and he wanted to make it l'mayla midalad amis. The question was whether the Baal HaChatzer had a right to protest against building this chalon above dalad amis. Shadri l'kameh Rab Abba Bar Mamal, he sent him to Rabbi Avraham Amal, Omar Lei, and he told him, Ovid Lei, Paskin for him, Ki Rabbi Loi, Paskin like Rabbi Loi, that Yochel Limchois, that it's not considered Midas Toim, because there is some damage to the Bala Sada, because the Bala Bais can stand up on a stool and look into his Chatzar, and therefore the Bala HaChatzar could protest, and the Rashbam says, Al Mahachi Hilchasa, since he told him to Paskin like Rabbi Loi, we see that this is the Halacha. The final statement of Shmuel, which we've already learned in the Rashbam on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, Amar Shmuel, Ula Oira, if the person is building a window for light, our whole sugya, as the Rashbam explains, is speaking about where a person is building a window so that he can look through the window and monitor his garden or his orchards to protect them. How, so that could be considered something not permanent and something that doesn't bother the, by, in the case of a chalon mitzris, it doesn't bother the Baal HaChotzer, and therefore there is no chazaka. However, if it's la'ira, that's something where, as the Rashbam explained on Nunches Amabez, he has no other light except from this one window. So the Baal HaChotzer understands that this is a permanent structure, and therefore he should have protested. If he doesn't protest, a filikosher, even if it's a people, if it's a little hole for light, since a person can't live in a house without light, so therefore it's a kavuadik structure, and therefore he should have protested. If he didn't, here everybody's maida that yesh loy chazaka, the Baal ha chalon would have a chazaka, and the Baal ha chotzer would not be able to build a wall in front of that chalon. The following Mishnah discusses chazaka of airspace. Begins the Mishnah. Haziz, if there is a protruding beam, as the Rashbam explains, if somebody has a wall next to the chotzer of his friend, and he had a beam protruding down to a tefach, in other words, anything more than a tefach, but not less than a tefach, and it was protruding into the chotzer of his friend, and for 3 years it protruded, and there was no protest, there is a chazaka, and therefore continues the Mishnah, Haziz ad tefach yesh loy chazaka. And the Rashbam explains this means that the Baal HaChotzer will not be able to build next to that protruding ziz and destroy that beam, because since this is something that would normally evoke protest, and as we're going to see on Amud Beis, he's allowed to protest. There's no problem of midas toim here, of zen and of zel chaser. So he should have protested, and since he didn't protest, we see it's a raya that he allowed, Bershus, he allowed the owner of the ziz to have it protrude into his property. So haziz ad tefach, yesh lo chazaka. Now what is this chazaka for? It is a machlokes rishonim. The Yad Ramah says that it's only that the owner of the ziz can use it as a ledge to put things on top of it, whereas the Rambam in Perkhes Halacha Beis of Hilchos Shcheinim learns that not only on top, but he also has a chazaka to hang things down from it into the airspace of the Baal HaChotzer. The Meiri says, according to the Rambam, the Baal HaChotzer will have to give to the Baal HaZiz 10 tfachim so that he can hang items underneath the ziz. As we go now to Nun Tes Amud Beis, V'yochol limchais. Since this is something which causes damage to the Baal HaChotzer, he's allowed to be moichan. As the Rashbam points out, we don't say that this is a case of zen nene, that the Baal HaZiz has hanor of it sticking out, and the Baal HaChotzer is not zeh einoi chaser, he's not losing anything. We say he is losing something, because since this ziz could be used to hang things on, therefore we're afraid that when he's hanging the things on the ziz, he will look into the chaser of his friend. He's on top of the chaser, looking down, and there'll be a hezek ri, and therefore the Baal HaChotzer could be mocha. Pachas mi tefach, but if the ziz is protruding less than a tefach, this does not bother the Baal HaChotzer. So the fact that he didn't protest for 3 years is no raya, and therefore ain lechazaka. There is no chazaka to the Baal HaZiz, and the Baal HaChotzer is able to build up to the ziz, and in fact destroy the ziz if it's in the way of his building next to the rishus of his friend. Vein yochel limchus. He cannot protest. And Rashbam points out that the Gemara will discuss who exactly cannot protest to whom. Begins the Gemara. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Mani. Va'amrila, and some say it was Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Mani. Hichzik b'tefach, hichzik b'dalid. That if he had a chazaka on one tefach, he actually had a chazaka on four. The Gemara asks the question, my ka'amar, what is he saying here? The Gemara understood that if he had a chazaka of one tefach, orech in the length, he can actually go out another three tefachim, and this doesn't make sense. It's something the Rashbam says that has no tam, it has no logic to it. If I didn't protest on one, that doesn't mean that I wouldn't protest up to four. So just because you have a chazak on one tefach, what gives you the authority to protrude even four tefachim? Amar Abai Hachi Kamar. This is what Rabbi Yaakov or Rav Asi were saying in the name of Rav Mani. Hichzik roichev tefach b'meshech arba, hichzik b'roichev arba. When we speak about a tefach in the Mishnah, that was the length. But the length has to have at least a rochev of a tefach. Now, once it has a rochav of a tefach, if the length, the Rashbam explains, was four tefachim, so now we have length of four by rochav of one, and since a makam chashev is not less than dalet tefachim by dalet tefachim, once already I didn't protest for four tefachim long and one tefach wide, then you also will get an additional three tefachim to make it a square of four tefachim by four tefachim so that it is a makam chashev. The Rashbam goes on to explain that if it was ten tefachim long and one tefach wide, you would only receive four, an additional three tefachim to make it ten tefachim long and four tefachim wide. Because that already is a makam chashev, that it has on the width at least four tefachim. However, let's say it was three tefachim long and one tefach wide, we would not give him anything extra on either side more than the three by one. So explains the Rashbam. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah stated, Pachas mi tefach ein lechazaka, that if it was less than a tefach in length that was protruding into the chatzar of his friend, of his neighbor, it's not a chazaka. Ve'enoi yochalim chaz. He cannot be moch. And the Gemara wants to discover who cannot be moch against who. Om Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said that this phrase of the Mishnah, loishanu el labal hagag b'bal hachatzar. The Baal Hagag who owns the ziz, he cannot protest against the Baal Hachatzar. Explains Rashbam two pshatim. We'll just say one pshat, the first pshat. That he cannot protest if the Baal HaChatzar decides to hang things on the Ziz himself. And why is that? Explains Rashbam. Because since when it's less than a tefach, the Baal HaGag, who has a protruding Ziz, has no chazaka, which means that the Baal HaChatzar is actually able to destroy that Ziz. So if he can destroy it, then he certainly can leave it and make use of it. And that's why the Baal HaGag cannot protest against the Baal HaChatzar. So first of all, the Rashbam explains there's no hezekriya on the part of the Baal HaChatzar against the Baal HaGag, because the Baal HaGag's on top and the Baal HaChatzar's at the bottom. The Baal HaChatzar's not able, because of the ziz, to look into the property of the Baal HaGag. And on the other point, the Rashbam says that maybe you'll say he's not leaving any place for the Baal HaZiz to use it himself. On that, the Rashbam said his svara, that since the Baal HaChatzar has a right to destroy the Ziz when it's less than a tafach, because the Baal HaZiz has no chazaka, so therefore he can leave it and use it if he so desires. So that's where Rav Huna shita, that it's only the Baal HaGag who could not be moich against the Baal HaChatzar. Avol Baal HaChatzar. The Baal HaGag yochel limchos. But the Baal HaChatzar could complain and protest against the Baal HaGag, because here we will have a svara of hezekriya. Because since the Baal HaGag, if he's going to use the ziz, so he will be looking into the chatzar of the Baal HaChatzar, and there'll be hezekriya, so he could protest. There is no midastoyim here because there's a hezekriya. For Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda says no. Afilu Baal HaChatzar, Baal HaGag, Eino Yochel Limchos. It works both ways. not only can the Baal Hagag not protest against the Baal Chatzar, the Baal Chatzar can also not protest against the Baal Hagag. So the Gemara says, Lema Behezekriya Kemifli. You know what the Machlokes is here? Whether Hezekriya is considered a Hezek or not. The Marsh of Rav Huna, who holds that he is allowed to protest in the case of the Baal Chatzar protesting against the Baal Hagag, he holds that Hezekriya is Shmei Hezek. So that's why he's able to protest. Umar and Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Lav Shmei Hezek. He holds that Hezekriya is not considered a Hezek. Therefore, the Baal Hagag can also not, the Baal Chatzar can also not protest against the Baal Hagag, because that's not considered a Hezek, that which the Baal Hagag could look into his property. L'chayrud al bida machlokes. Where it says loy, that's not the machlokes. The kuli al mishmei hezek. Everybody holds that if you have a real case of hezekriya, it's shmei hezek. But v'shayni hocha here is different. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that ain't a yochel limchois to amar lei, because the Baal Hagag can say to the Baal Chatzar, litash mishto lechazi. This ziz that's protruding is less than a tefach, so I really can't use it for anything. The lamai chazi, what is it only able to be used for? Lamit lebei midi, to hang something there. If I want to hang something there, madar napoi, I'll turn around my face, I won't look into your chatzar, v'talinim bei, and with my hands behind my back, I will be able to stick whatever I want onto the ziz. I don't have to look at you, and since I don't have to look at you, I would be embarrassed to look at you, because when people will see me looking into your chatzar, they'll say, look, he's a nosy buddy looking at, I'll be caught, the Rashbam says, hey, nitvas keganav, I'll be caught like a ganav. People will see, look at that fellow, he has no concern for the privacy of his neighbor, he's looking in, even though he's hanging up something, he could do it without looking in, so I won't do it. So that's why there's no problem of Hezekriya. That's why Rabbi Yehuda holds that any Yochalim Chais, that the Baal Chatzar cannot protest against the Baal Hagag, because the Baal Hagag will be embarrassed to look into his Chatzar. The Iduch and Rav Hun holds, no, that Yochalim Chais, that this is a case of Hezekriya. Why? Omar Lei, because he can say, the Baal Chatzar can say to the Baal Hagag, Zimnin de Biyusos, since sometimes you might look because you're afraid of falling down. So even, I'm worried that even if you won't be afraid of falling down, but you'll use that as a pretext while you're looking. You're telling me you're going to be embarrassed to look because you'll be caught like a ganav. No, you'll tell people that, oh yeah, I was afraid I was going to fall down, that's why I was looking. So because of that, you won't be intimidated not to look, and therefore there is a danger that from the heights that you are, you will look into my chatzar. Therefore, according to Rav Huna, the Baal Chatzar could protest to the Baal Hagag. It's only the Baal Hagag who cannot protest to the Baal Chatzar, since the Baal Chatzar, there won't be any Hezekriya. And as the Rashbam explained, that there's no problem of me taking over usage of the ziz, since I could destroy it anyway, I might as well use it if it's still protruding. This is the Hesber in the Machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. The following Mishnah discusses the Isser of a person to make renovations on his property which will cause a chesaron to his friend. Loi yiftach adam chalonosav lechatzar eshot. When a person should not open up his windows, make new windows into the chatzar of which he is a shutav. The Gemara will explain that certainly he cannot do this to an individual. We'll see what the chiddush is by chotzer hashutvin. Lokach bayis bechotzer acheres, if he's a shutif in one courtyard and he buys a house in an adjoining courtyard, lo yiftechen bechotzer hashutvin, he should not open up a door whereby people from the new courtyard, new in terms of him buying this new house there, will be able to enter the door and go into the Chatzar HaShutvin. Because even though he's a Shutev by the Chatzar HaShutvin, this will cause extra traffic. In the first case that we had of Layiftach Adam Chalonaisov, there was a case of Hezekriya. And in this second case, there is an issue of added traffic that he's not allowed to bring to the Chatzar HaShutvin. Bono ali al gabi beisoi, if he built an attic on top of his house, lo yiftechenu l'chatzer shutzvin, he cannot make a door going into the chatzer shutzvin, because undoubtedly he'll rent out that attic and he'll cause more people to enter into the chatzer hashutzvin. There are two eitzes that the Mishnah gives, which would allow him to build the attic. Ella imratza, if he wants, boynes hacheder l'fnimi beisoi, he can subdivide horizontally the space of his house, make it into two parts. The Rashbam learns that the key over here is shaloi hoistiv al beisoi klum. He does not add anything to his house. So a person is allowed to bring in as many people into his house as he wishes. So if he will subdivide it, or ubona ali al gabi beisoi, or vertically he will add another floor with, again, not adding any space to the house, not extending the house in any way, and there's no new entranceway or exit, the doors go into his house, and through his house, that's how the new people will enter and exit. So then it is permitted, because he has a right to bring in as many people into his house. And it's possible he will not rent it out without having an additional doorway. So according to the Rashbam, there are two conditions. A, he doesn't add any extension. He's only subdividing it either horizontally or vertically. And secondly, there is no new doorway into the chatzer of the shutfim. He's not increasing traffic thereby. However, according to the Rambam in Perikei Hilchos Shchenim, and so the Ramban, the Ritvan, and the Mukhe Yosef, they are of the opinion that he is allowed to add to the dimensions of the house. The main criteria is that he's not adding on another door, and therefore it's possible that he will not be renting it out, and then it is permitted for him to do this. Ask the Gemara, my ear, l'chatzer shutfim, why is the first case of the Mishnah that he should not open windows? Chatzer shutfim, afil l'chatzer chaver, nami loy, he's also prohibited to do that to chatzer chaver because of hezek ria. The Gemara answers, let me boy kamar. It's certainly that he cannot do it to chatzer chaver. Loy mi boy l'chatzer chaver de loy, because of hezek ria. Ah, l'chatzer shutfin, de amr lei, because the shutiv who's opening the window can say to the other members, soif soif ha'kaboyis, it's the nui minoi b'chatzer. Anyway, since I'm a shutiv and I had access to the chatzer, so in order to maintain your privacy, you had to hide yourself from me. So what am I doing wrong by adding windows? Kamash malon, the amar lei, that the other shutiv of the chatzer can say to the person who's erecting the new windows, ado idna, until now, b'chatzer hu bina, it's the nui minoch. I had to hide myself from you in the chatzer. Now I have to hide myself even in the house. The Rashbam gives two pshatim. Either it's going on the person who wants to make the windows, or it's going on his shutiv who is trying to have privacy from him. So the first pshat in the Rashbam is that the person who doesn't want him to make the windows says that until now, yes, I had to hide myself, but that was only when I was in the chatzer, so you were only able to see me through the Pesach of your house. When I went into my house, since the doors were not opposite one of the other, I didn't have to worry about my privacy, because you couldn't see from your door into my door. But now that you're going to erect a window and it's going to overlook the chatzer, from your high window, I'll have to hide from you, even when I'm in my house. So you are causing me a hezek ria. And the second shot of the Rashbam is that I only had to hide from you when you were in the chatzer. But when you went into the bayis, I didn't have to hide from you. But now, even when you go into the bayis, now that you make a window and you're on a high a floor looking down out of that window, I will have to hide from you even when you are in the bayis. And therefore, it's a chiddush that even though the shutev anyway has to maintain his privacy, but there is a hefset to him by this person opening the windows, and therefore, even by shutvim, one is not allowed to open a window without the permission of the other shutvim. There was a person, the Rashbam learns, that he opened his windows to the Chatzar HaShutfim, and he did not have a chazaka of 3 years. Ubal ifnei Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yosi, Omar loy, hechzakta b'nicha hechzakta, you have a good chazaka. The Rashbam explains, because Rabbi Yishmael is of the opinion that you don't have to wait 3 years, but you can have a chazaka right away. If there was no protest right away, it's a good chazaka. But Ubal ifnei Rabbi Chiya, he came in front of Rabbi Chiya, Omar. Rabbi Chiya told him, yogato pasachta, you worked to open up the windows. Now the Bach puts in, leich yigah v'sasom, now work and close those windows. As the Rashbam learns, the last Rashbam on the daf, d'loy havye chazaka at shal yishanim, because you need a chazaka of 3 years and you didn't have 3 years. The halach is not like Rabbi Shmuel that you could make a chazaka right away. However, other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Rif, and the Muki Yosef, we spoke already earlier in the Shir, there of the opinion that since here we're dealing with the issue of Hezek Ria, so then it doesn't matter even if he was there 3 years, but the person can always say that I didn't protest for 3 years, I thought I could be soivlet, now you could be there 50 years, and at some point I break and I can't stand it anymore, and therefore by Hezek Ria there is never any chazaka. The Rashbam holds there is after 3 years, and these other Rishonim hold that's why he didn't ask him how long were these windows open, because it doesn't matter, it could be 3 years, it could be 10 years, it will never be a chazaka, and therefore you have to go and close it. Amar Rav Nachman has returned to Samach Amar Aleph, the list on La'al Tavi Chazaka, even if you had a window for 3 years, which according to the Rashbam would make it a chazaka even concerning Hezek Ria, but if the person, the Baal HaChotzer, will build a wall and close up your window, and you saw it and you didn't protest, La'al Tarabi Chazaka, so by your not protesting right away, that indicates that you are showing that you really never had permission to open up this window, and therefore, that's why you didn't protest now that the other person closed it. That a person does not let other people come and close his window in front of him without a protest and be quiet about it. And therefore, this indicates that you knew you were in the wrong. You had never had permission. And therefore, when this person did it, he had a right to do it. And we spoke this out earlier in the year from the Muki Yosef. It takes 3 years to make a chazaka, but to lose a right, that happens right away if you didn't protest, because otherwise you would never have kept quiet if someone is closing off the light of your window.